Now, the very sad news reached us over the weekend that regular contributor to us here on Radio Kerry, Celine Slattery from Oak Park and Tralee, passed away peacefully. Dearly beloved wife of the late Paddy and cherished mother of Emer, Con and Orla, deeply missed by all who knew her. Her removal will be taking place at the Glazier Funeral Home tomorrow evening from 7 to 8.30. Funeral arriving to St John's Church Tralee on Wednesday morning. And a sad loss to the people of Kerry from the work that she had done and the organisation she was with and the great contribution she made for many years here over the years on Radio Kerry, I should say, and on this programme as well. We're first going to hear a clip of Celine speaking to Ian O'Connell on Standout a few years ago.
We did our level best and we were promoting Tralee as a good centre for Dingle and Killarney, and we were so near beaches and that, you know. But there were only two small hotels in Tralee at the time, you know. Then the Brandon was built and Shim Satira had developed as well. We were very, very proud of that because it was the National Folk Theatre of Ireland.
And would the festival, that would have brought people from all around, did it?
Oh, it did, of course. It was marvellous, you know. And we thought the first few years when there'd be 7 or 8 roses. But then a lot of new people came in and that was marvellous for the town, you know.
When did, were you always, when you were younger, did you always have an interest?
Yeah, I grew up in a political, now my parents, I will say, never influenced us.
Yeah.
You ask questions, but you made up your own mind. I can get a bit hot under the collar about them now, which my parents never did, but I'm very proud of the part that they took in 1916, but they were living in Waterford at that time.
Yeah.
And my father lost his job through his involvement. He was a chief organiser for Sinn Féin.
Really?
From 1912 to 1922 till he came back to Killarney. But I'm very proud of that. I feel sorry in a way for he and so many of his friends never took part in the Civil War. They were so heartbroken.
Yeah.
You know. And funnily enough, I have a lot of his old papers. He knew Casement in South America because my father worked in Rio de Janeiro.
Boy.
In the beginning, and Casement was there. My father had joined the IRB before him when he was very young.
You mentioned Toastmasters there.
Oh, I love Toastmasters. I joined it way back in 1993.
Really?
Sean Lyons, Mikey O'Donnell. And, you know, we had no internet or computers. So when you were preparing a speech, you know, you had to go to the library, maybe look up, do some research and that.
Before we finish up, I want to ask you about community in general. Be good in the community.
Well, my father always said, if you can do anything for your community, do it.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that happened with COVID, the way people helped one another.
There you go, that's Celine Slattery speaking to Ian O'Connell on Standout a couple of years ago. 96 years of age, born in 1930, from Killarney originally, moved to Tralee when she was a teenager. She was the youngest of 10 children, and as you heard there even that short clip, the number of things that she was involved in was incredibly. She was, her father PC O'Mahony was county secretary in Tralee. She herself was constituency secretary to the late Dennis Foley TD, and much more besides, one of the founding members of the Toastmasters as well. With me on the line to talk about it is her friend Sean Lyons. Sean, good morning to you. A sad morning, but look, a happy morning as well, reflecting on a life very well lived.
Well, you've summed it up there very, very nicely, Jerry. It brought a tear to my eye listening to her there, because I spent so many hours in conversation with Celine over the years. And in fact, just last Thursday, I went to see her. And when I heard the news yesterday, I was just devastated. But I'm not just happy that I knew Celine. I'm proud that I knew her. She was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And as mentioned in the clip there, like, her father knew Casement in Brazil, and her father also shared a jail cell with De Valera. So she, an incredible link with our history.
Yeah.
And one of the funniest, wittiest people imaginable. We discovered very early on, the first meeting, I think, in Toastmasters, I fell into conversation with Celine all those years ago, and we've been firm friends ever since. But her political leanings, as he implied there, were quite strong. And she was delighted to hear when I told her that night that the only person I knew more committed to Fianna Fáil than herself was my late father, God rest him. So we used to have endless conversations about politics, and some of the stories coming from either side of us, I suppose, they could not be repeated. My God. She was just so funny, and she had a turn of phrase that was unimaginable. And she was inspirational, you know, in terms of community involvement. She did so much, and just a wonderful, wonderful woman. And I just love the woman, and I'll miss her terribly.
Yeah, she obviously got that, as she mentioned there, from her father. If you can do something for your community, then you should. And she really did. I mean, Tralee Tourism in the 50s and 60s, helping set up Tralee Development Association. She was involved in the early days of the Rose of Tralee as well, sourcing accommodation for visitors in 1958. Trips abroad to promote the town, the Tourist Information Centre in the Mall Tralee. Incredible, really. Worked with the council as well, and constituency, for involved in politics as well, which is about trying to improve things for people.
Indeed, and she had great respect for anybody involved in politics, regardless of which party, because she realised, you know, that you know, the politicians, they get the slating and whatever, but she knew that, you know, if you want to change things, then you have to get inside. And she had, for example, the late Jim Finucane, and she thought the world of Jim, even though they weren't of the same political persuasion. Yeah. And she loved to travel. She used to visit her daughter Emer in Australia, herself and her late friend Harry Milner, when Harry was more or less the Rose of Tralee contact in New York. Sailing, used to go over and visit him. And again, stories that I'd love to be able to repeat, but not on the public airwaves, were told. And like Toastmasters, she just adored Toastmasters. And we used to have great fun. I used to help her write her speeches. And just once she began to speak in any venue or any hall, you could hear a pin drop. She had the most commanding presence, and as I said, the loveliest turn of phrase, and that very distinctive voice that just, she never had to raise her voice, you know, she just spoke and people listened.
Yeah. Her mother, Kathleen Fleming, was a member of Cumann na mBan as well. She was Master Gehi in Killarney. Her father obviously fought the War of Independence. So that kind of, that just informed her involvement, I suppose, of the state. And she gave herself to the state in a civic kind of a way, Sean.
She certainly did. And she mentioned there in that clip again about how her father and his friends couldn't take part in the Civil War because it was just too sad. And she was the same. Like, she was a Republican in the truest sense. She was somebody who believed in community. She was somebody who believed in people. And she wanted to make the community, make the country, make the state a better place for everybody. She would have been so proud of Micheál Martin's speech about the tricolour being inclusive, because she just wanted this state, she wanted this community, this county, to be the best place for everybody. And she was prepared to devote so much of her time to building up that community. She was an inspiration, she was a credit, and she was just a wonderful, wonderful person. And I'll miss her terribly.
Yeah, she'll be missed by many. Sean, thanks for taking the time to talk to us on the programme. Condolences to you as a friend of hers and to her family.
Thank you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to say those few words. I didn't do a great job, but
I know.
She'll be remembered. She certainly
will. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for that. That's Sean Lyons there with us on the line talking about Celine Slattery. She told many great stories on Radio Kerry. A listener gets in touch. May she now rest in peace. We'll have more on the way after we take these.